I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Monday, January 17th. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man in Howe County on Saturday. Arrest records reveal that 41-year-old Bobby Little of Mountain View, Missouri, faces charges for felony driving while revoked, displaying plates of another vehicle, no insurance, no seatbelt, and a misdemeanor Carter County warrant for a traffic offense. Little was taken to the Mountain View Police Department and was placed on bond. Another arrest in Texas County put a man behind bars on Sunday. According to arrest records, 23-year-old Paulina Vazier of Licking, Missouri, is charged with driving while intoxicated and failure to maintain the right half of the roadway. Vazier was cited and released. Finally, a Howe County man was arrested on Sunday. Arrest records reveal that 39-year-old Bobby Finney of Dora, Missouri, was arrested for a felony Howe County warrant. Finney was taken to the Howe County Jail and was placed on bond. The Shannon County Sheriff's Office reports they are investigating a murder within the county. According to a release from the Sheriff's Office, the Shannon County Dispatch received a phone call on January 13th stating that a deceased male was discovered in the caller's front yard. Deputies arrived on scene to find the body of 48-year-old David Alley of Eminence. The Sheriff's Office said that authorities discovered 33-year-old Everett Stubert of Eminence as a potential person of interest in the case. It was also reported that Stubert was a relative of Alley. Stubert reportedly turned himself over willingly to authorities, admitting to the murder. Stubert now faces charges of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. He was given no bond. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man for armed robbery. According to the Sheriff's Office, the multi-jurisdiction task force composed of law enforcement from the Douglas and Ozark County Sheriff's Offices, Ava Police, and Comet Drug Task Force were deployed to an area in eastern Douglas County where Clarence Moore Jr. fled on foot. A manhunt then began utilizing the department's K-9, and Deputy Sam Evans deployed a drone with thermal heat imaging. Deputy Evans used the drone to locate Moore and guided authorities to his location. And he was then taken into custody without incident. Douglas County Sheriff Christy Gase would like to thank the caller who gave anonymous information, the MGTF, and deputies who dedicated numerous hours involved in the manhunt. Also arrested included 31-year-old Angelina Moore of Hartville for her part in assisting Moore in evading capture. The Sheriff's Office states that all suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. A crash in Douglas County injured an Ava, Missouri man on Saturday. According to crash reports, a 1999 Ford Ranger driven by 85-year-old Ronald Smith of Ava was traveling westbound when the vehicle went off the right side of the roadway, went down an embankment, and struck a tree. A passenger of the vehicle, 80-year-old Margaret Russo of Ava, had moderate injuries after the crash and was taken by ambulance to the Cox South Medical Center in Springfield. The crash occurred around 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Two people were injured in a single car accident on Saturday in Shannon County. Crash reports show that a 2015 Ford Fiesta driven by 27-year-old Taylan Binkley of Jessup, Georgia, was traveling eastbound on US 60, 5 miles east of Winona, when the vehicle traveled off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree. Binkley had serious injuries after the crash, while 20-year-old Kiana Shepherd was moderately injured. Both were taken by ambulance to the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. A former Thayer graduate has won a significant award through cattle showing. According to the American Sailors Association, the Grand Champion Sailors female goes to JCGC Heidi, owned by Brittany Hirsch of Thayer. Congratulations to Brittany and the Hirsch family for this outstanding achievement. To see a photo of Brittany and the Grand Champion Sailors female, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A winter storm traveled through the listening area on Saturday afternoon into the evening hours, dropping anywhere from a trace to 4 inches in some spots. Area roadways became covered in snow and slush quickly once the snow began to fall. Highway 63 near Hardy was shut down for a few hours on Saturday evening after an accident blocked traffic. The roadway was soon clear after crews cleaned up the accident. The Arkansas and Missouri Departments of Transportation appreciate the public who stayed home unless it was an absolute emergency to be out on the roadways. Road conditions are always available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Today, activists in Little Rock hosted a drive-through interfaith prayer breakfast on Martin Luther King Jr. Day to honor the legacy of the civil rights leader and show support for voting rights legislation. The Caravan of Love, as they call it, started at the Martin Luther King Elementary in Little Rock, handing out breakfast bags to visitors before proceeding to the governor's mansion, where organizers will offer voter information. The organizer of the event, Deborah Springer, says the event is about reminding Arkansans what's at stake if Congress fails to pass key voting rights.
It's important for the John Lewis Voting Advancement Act and the People's Act to pass, but we intend to continue to fight by providing the information about voting rights, how to register to vote, how to get involved in each election, so we can make a difference.
The caravan was also organized by Reverend Anika Whitfield of the Arkansas Poor People's Campaign and has received support from the ACLU of Arkansas and the Arkansas Legislative Black Caucus, among others. The caravan is also meant to counter a private breakfast hosted today at the governor's mansion by the Arkansas MLK Commission, part of the state's Department of Education. Settler says she and other activists are disappointed the invitation-only event includes former Governor Mike Huckabee, who's taken some heat in the past for racially offensive remarks as the keynote speaker.
We are trying to get the word out that we need to wake up, because anytime our commission can be hijacked by people who have no concept of the principles of Dr. King, then we know that we need to take our own struggle back, because the struggle continues.
In a statement, Secretary of Education Johnny Key said the state has a history of current and former Arkansas officials from both parties speaking at MLK holiday events. Key said he encourages, quote, every Arkansan to set aside our political differences on January 17th and reflect on the progress we have made as a nation, as well as the significant ongoing work ahead. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Don't forget that when buying or selling something on the internet, always meet the buyer or seller in a public place with other people around. At ECNN, we care.